Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
You either have grace or you don't.
Read Grace's work in The Spectator and see her recommended reading at gracecurleyshow.com.
She's a liar and a mean person. She's a nut job.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show.
Grace. Grace Curley.
Grace!
Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Grace's producer, filling in today, Wednesday, October 22nd. Welcome, 844-500-4242. If you'd like to defend a Nazi from Maine, that's the number, and you can call in and do so, because I'm sure that many of the same people that would defend a Nazi from Maine have attacked let's say young Republicans in New York and other places for a group chat where they were making jokes about Hitler and the Holocaust, as young, immature people do. Hell, even older, immature people. I've been known to make a joke like that in the past before. It's everybody does it. If you've made fun of or wanted Pete Hegseth canceled because of his tattoo, is it the Jewish Crusader tattoo that he has on his chest? In the same spot, ironically, as where Graham Plattner has his Nazi tattoo on his chest. You can't make this stuff up. This is really incredible that the Graham Plattner campaign has gone from saying that I'm just, in the span of a week, really, has gone from saying I'm an oyster man or an oyster farmer, to I'm not a communist, to I'm not a socialist, to now I'm not a Nazi. Are we next going to find out that he is like one of the crowned princes of hell? That and he's got to say I'm not affiliated with Satan in any way. How much further does this go, Graham? How does this guy survive? I tell you how, it's through the Democrat supporters. Bernie Sanders is not backing off of Graham Plattner. His supporters are not backing off. Other Democrats in power, they're not backing off their endorsements. This seems to be kind of a unified front being put up by Democrats, because we're seeing it with Jay Jones as well, the AG candidate in Virginia. You know, the candidate for governor, Abigail Spanberger, is not backing off her endorsement for Jay Jones. And we've got audio. She's sick of having to defend him, but she's going to keep doing it, apparently. This seems to be, Katie Porter is still running for, was she running for Senate, right? No, governor in California. She's not dropping out, and she's not, I don't think she's facing big calls by big names to drop out of the race. This seems to be a very unified front by Democrats at this point, and it's smart of them. I said this last week. This is smart. I mean, it's stupid, because you have to carry out this rule with some prejudice, okay? The rule being, we're going to stick with our candidates no matter what. No matter what kind of pushback we get from Republicans, no matter what they, you know, what public policy side they come down on, no matter what they used to do for a living, any of this stuff. And they're apparently saying we've got to stand by them at all costs. But you got to have some wiggle room there. You got to say, all right, we can go up to socialist, okay? That's where we're at with Zoran Memdani. That's our benchmark right now. You can go up, you can bump that ceiling, and we'll continue to support you. Not with a great amount of fervor, but we're going to quietly, you may not get all the endorsements you want. You may not get Hakeem Jeffries. You may not get Chuck Schumer. We can give you AOC. She's fine. She's cool with that. We can give you Elizabeth Warren. She's all right with that too. But we're not able to promise you everybody, but you will have our support. You know, we'll call you privately and we'll meet with you privately. We're not going. That's the threshold right there. Socialist, okay? But now here comes Graham Plattner. Oyster farmer. Everybody loves, not everybody loves oysters, but, you know, a lot of people love oysters. A lot of people love a rugged looking
say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, Bunnies.
They love a rugged looking guy out of, you know, the Maine coastline who's making his living from the earth. He's digging his hands into mud every day. And he's got, you know, a military background. And he, you know, he looks and gosh darn it, he even sounds like a MAGA Republican. If you really, if you're not really listening to his campaign ads, you would swear, because of this guy's deep, rugged voice, that he's, by golly, I love the state of Maine. And I love my service as a Marine. And I'm damn proud to be an oysterman. Yeah, you'd think that he's got a MAGA cat, a MAGA hat in on his hat rack. He's got a shotgun on the gun rack of his truck. He's driving a square bodied 1978 Chevy Silverado or S10, whatever they are. I mean, if you're not really paying attention, this guy could really fool you. But I don't think he's fooling anybody anymore. He's gone from oyster farmer. I call him Oyster Man, like that's some sort of weird superhero.
Say hello to Oyster Bunnies.
When you need the day saved, when you're at your wit's end and you just go, shucks, what am I going to do? Call on Oyster Man. Oyster farmer. He's gone from oyster farmer to communist. And the Democrats have said, okay, that's fine. Everything's fine. We can deal with communism. We support that, actually. We encourage communism in our candidates. Antifa, absolutely. They probably shamed him for backing down on his Reddit posts that were uncovered by CNN's K-Files last week. They probably hated that. They wanted him to stick to those guns, which he still owns, by the way, because you can never trust the fascists. Never know what those rascally fascists are up to. That's Graham Plattner speaking on Reddit. Then he goes from communist to socialist, and the Democrats are great. We love it. We love it. It's going to scare the hell out of the Republicans. It's going to scare the hell out of the moderate Democrats. But gosh darn it, we love a good socialist here in the Democrat Party. You know, it's the socialists that are really doing the hard work. It was one of those Democrat socialists that took out Charlie Kirk. So we love socialism. We love the whole idea of it. Shout it from the rooftops, Graham Plattner. Be all you can be as a socialist. And now he has not come out as a Nazi. He's been outed as a Nazi or a Nazi lover. If you're a Nazi lover, you're a Nazi. Let's just call it what it is. And he has yesterday online, it got thrown out there. This video, actually, it was Sunday that he went on this Pod Save America. Monday he went on Pod Save America, rather, the podcast, the Democrat podcast, the answer to the Joe Rogan Experience with a bunch of beta males eating out of ramen bowls that they got from downtown. He went on there and he made up this story that, hey, there's a lot of, who does he sound like, Jared? He sounds like,
a little bit like Sam Elliott.
Yeah. He sounds like the guy from the Granger ads. You ever hear?
Oh yeah.
Hardworking Americans rely on Granger every day. Sounds like that. But yeah, Sam Elliott too. Guy from the Big Lebowski that has the mustache, Eagleton Ron from Parks and Rec. That was one of his best roles, as a matter of fact.
They make delicious milks, man.
Eagleton Ron. That was a good impression. I'll have to keep that one in my back pocket. What was I saying? He goes on Pod Save America, and he makes up this fanciful story about how, before this Oppo research comes out on me, I just wanted to share it here. So I passed on this video onto you, just so you can play it and we can talk about it after. And they play this video, as we discussed yesterday, of him drunkenly ruining his brother and sister-in-law's wedding reception by stripping down to his skivvies. They were actually Marine-issued running shorts. They were boxer briefs, pal, all right?
Yeah, he likes to drop military terms to prove that he was in the military.
Precisely. And that's fine. You know, you want to speak the lingo and separate yourself, that's fine. I respect your service. Thank you very much for it. But it seems that you've gone in a different direction in your life. He ruins the wedding reception by drunkenly dancing and miming Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, which we watch every year. It's a great amount of fun. We all love looking at my Nazi tattoo. In the video, because he's shirtless, you see this tattoo of the Totenkopf. It was a very famous Panzer division under the Nazi regime that guarded the concentration camps. And in fact, he got this in 2007, as we'll hear him explain. In the movie Inglourious Basterds, the Christoph Waltz character, who is the head Nazi that's at the beginning of the film, "Are you hiding any enemies of the state under your floorboards?" That guy. He is wearing a Nazi hat with a Totenkopf insignia on his hat. And I can just picture Graham Plattner watching this because he's a history buff, as his campaign manager has said, ex-campaign manager, I should say. And, I imagine he went to see the Quentin Tarantino film, Inglourious Bastards.
Did you live in the docks, any of that else?
And to play on another Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he did the meme where... There it is. There's my tattoo right on the Nazi's hat. He must have. I don't buy this guy for a second. We'll play the audio coming back of Graham Plattner explaining himself to Pod Save America and how he's not an... His words, "I'm not a secret Nazi." Not the best way you could have phrased that. What are you now, an openly Nazi candidate for U.S. Senate? 844-500-4242. The hypocrisy and the... ironicism, it's just, the irony is just so rich. We'll come back to this. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on X at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
508 says, "A Maine Nazi in King Donald's court sounds better than anything on Netflix." I'd have to agree. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Western Razor. Buy American and support America with a razor that is 100% made in the USA. Save 10% with code GRACE at westernrazor.com. Jared, what is today's poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is: will Graham Plattner withdraw his bid for the U.S. Senate before the June 9th primary?
If not for this, I'm sure there'll be another reason, so I'm going to say yes.
Only 36% agree with you on yes. 64% believe he's in it for the long haul.
I mean, the polls aren't looking great for him. I just saw a couple of polls that showed Graham Plattner in a head-to-head race with Susan Collins tying, but a more decisive victory in a head-to-head race between Janet Mills and Susan Collins. So that was, that gives some cause for concern. And those are probably older polls as well, as I'm sure polls after this week would show a little bit of a different story. So this is Graham Plattner on the Pod Save America podcast. Again, this is the Democrats' answer to the Joe Rogan Experience. They think they're doing righteous work over here, but they're really running cover for a communist, socialist, Nazi. This is Graham Plattner, in his own words, explaining how he got his Nazi tattoo. Cut four.
Yes. So in 2007, I was a machine gun section leader with Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines. We were on the 2-2 Mu, and it was my third deployment. My previous two had been to Fallujah and then Ramadi, 2006. And we went ashore in Split, Croatia, myself and a few of the other machine gun squad leaders. And we got very inebriated. And we did what Marines on Liberty do, and we decided to go get a tattoo. And we went to a tattoo parlor in Split, Croatia, and we chose a terrifying-looking skull and crossbones off the wall because we were Marines, and, you know, skulls and crossbones are a pretty standard military thing. And we got those tattoos, and then we all moved on with our lives.
Okay. I'm not in a position to question if skull and crossbones is a standard military thing. I mean, I know that there is some imagery out there, but those are much different tattoos. They're much more distinctive from the Totenkopf tattoo that he has. And I find it very hard to believe that that tattoo shop had only that Nazi symbol in their repertoire. Croatia was a puppet state of Nazi Germany in the 40s and may have, well, it's much like Ukraine, continued with some of those traditions, shall we say.
What's your big beef with the Nazis?
So, I mean, if they had that one, which is not really obscure Nazi symbol, but it's certainly a lesser known than the swastika or the SS or Luftwaffe, lesser known than those. I really find this story very difficult to believe. And why wouldn't you just show them some imagery? I understand this is kind of right around the time smartphones were coming out, and God knows what kind of service you were getting in Croatia. But I'm sure you could get, I don't know, your battalion, your regiment, whatever it is, whatever he said there, the 2-2 Mu, whatever that is. Why didn't you just get that tattooed? Something that signified your brotherhood as you all went out and got drunken tattoos together. Doesn't make sense. Logan, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Logan.
Hi. Yeah, Plattner's definitely a Nazi. In fact, he can probably now go hang out.
Is this going on your YouTube channel? How many subscribers are you up to now? 88? I saw 88. That's a racist number, you know. 88 subscribers. That's a Hitler number.
Hey, loser, remember yesterday?
Remember yesterday when I left you on hold for over an hour and made you pay the bill? That was funny. Thanks very much for the call, Logan. 844-500-4242. There's more on this as well. We'll get to after the break where Graham Plattner wants you to believe that, well, nobody has ever asked him about his Nazi tattoo. He's never known it to be a Nazi tattoo. His former, now campaign manager, says that he absolutely knew. And other people are saying the same thing. And by the way, he no longer has it, at least in that form. We'll be back on the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
I want to apologize to Logan. That's not his real name, but I'll apologize to him anyway. I overstated how many subscribers he has on his YouTube channel. It's only 84. I said 88. So once you reach 88, in a few years, I will I'll reiterate those racist connotations with the number 88. So feel free to call back in 2029 when you get those four more subscribers. Thank you very much, Logan. 844-500-4242.
Go there.
So Graham Plattner now has told the Associated Press that he has gotten a new tattoo to cover up the Nazi tattoo that he carried around for 20 years. I mean, at this point...
The MS-13 symbol?
Hammer, yeah, my bad. Hammer and sickle, MS-13. Yeah, no, that was Photoshopped. That was Photoshopped. at this point, why? It's out there. There's no covering it up. Everybody knows what that used to be. There's just stick with it and say, oh, I just didn't know. I didn't know. I think I would respect that more than you trying to cover it up and move on from that, or getting it removed. We all know it was there, and you weren't ashamed of it because you stripped down to your undies and you danced around at your brother's wedding reception in a drunken stupor, and you went to the beach. Let's hear Graham Plattner in his own words how this has never been a problem for him before. Cut five.
And I've also just lived my entire life like a regular person with a skull and crossbones on their chest, which by that I mean taking my shirt off, performing Miley Cyrus songs in front of my extended family.
Well, stop it right there. Those are two things that no man should ever say in a sentence together. Taking my shirt off and, well, I'm not gonna
see. He's got a little bit of Jeff Bridges in him too.
Like
the dude. Kinda,
so two
or
Big
like
Lebowski
if Eric
characters.
Swalwell had testosterone, he might sound like this.
Yeah, taking his shirt off and dancing to Miley Cyrus songs. Okay, two things that no man should ever utter in the same sentence, unless they're quoting another man who just said that in the same sentence. I'll put that little caveat in there for myself. Continue.
And to my sister-in-law, and just taking my shirt off at the beach.
Right, presumably going to the beach, yeah.
I mean, I went to college, I went to the gym, I did all the things, and at no point in this entire experience of my life did anybody ever once say, hey, you're a Nazi. It never came up until we got wind that in the opposition research, somebody was shopping the idea that I was a secret Nazi with a hidden Nazi tattoo. And I can honestly say that if I was trying to hide it, I've not been doing a very good job for the past 18 years.
Yeah.
So
you're a self-described communist, but also a Nazi.
Hey, you heard it there first on Pod Save America. Who is trying to run cover for? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, like on the beach. Yeah, sure, okay. How big of a douche do you have to be to take your shirt off in the gym?
Hey man, what do you want from me? I was in my Taylor Swift Red era.
Yeah, yeah. Me and James Comey, we sometimes have album release parties.
Crazy things happen.
I bring the oysters. They're an aphrodisiac. And afterwards, we like to take our shirts off and dance to Miley Cyrus songs. This is not a regular guy. This is not a normal guy. This is a weird guy.
The climb just speaks to me.
Nazi symbolism on his chest that he's now covered up, so he claims, because he couldn't get... He said... Because of where I am in Maine, it's hard to get a tattoo removed. A lot of places around here don't have the equipment for that. They're not set up for that, so I just opted to get it covered up. I'd like to see a picture of it. I don't think he's sent out a picture of it yet. But
just googly eyes on the skull. It's totally different.
I like that idea. But he also says that nobody... It's never been a problem. Can you find that part, Jared, where he says it's never really been a problem for 20 years until we discovered that there was some oppo research coming out about it, which was his own oppo research. That this is what his oppo research is. Oh crap! I forgot I have this Nazi symbol on my chest. I should tell my campaign manager about this, and we'll get out ahead of it and dress it up like they were about to release it. Oh, because the Janet Mills was going to really sit on this story for the most opportune time so that they could say that Graham Plattner is a Nazi and wait until just before the primary. Okay. Here's Graham Blattner in his own words.
At no point in this entire experience of my life did anybody ever once say, hey, you're a Nazi. It never came up.
I have been in situations, I wouldn't even call them situations, but you just glance over and you see somebody's got some symbolism on their person, be it a patch, be it a jacket, be it a tattoo, that denotes some sort of affiliation, be it with the Sidewinders, with the Hell's Angels, with white supremacist groups, or even just plain old Nazi, the OG Nazi symbolism. I've never been motivated enough to go up to that person and say, hey, can you tell me about your cool tattoos and your affiliation with Hitler and your adoration? Never felt the need to ask.
Hey, are you a Nazi? That's not exactly the icebreaker here.
Hey, man, that's not cool. What are you going to do about it? I was at a restaurant a few weeks ago with a friend of mine. We're just catching up, and we were sitting at the bar, and ironically enough, had some main lunch beers, the most popular beer in Maine. Great product. Not sure who puts it out, but loved it. And this guy, this big burly guy, comes sitting next to us. No, it was not Graham Blattner, but it may well have been. I didn't know who Graham Blattner was back then. You didn't know who he was. Nobody knew who he was. Graham Blattner didn't know. He still doesn't know who he is, as a matter of fact. And this biker-looking guy sits down and, you know, just friendly conversation about the fights that are on TV. And there's this one fight that comes on. It's near the top of the card. And it's a black guy and a white guy. And both my friend and I, we placed bets on the black fighter because my friend is very much into the UFC. He says, no, this guy really always toughs it out. He's got it all over this Russian or whatever, whoever he was. So we placed bets on him. He ended up losing. But all throughout the fight, I hear the guy next to me, this big burly biker. I can hear him. I'm not even sure I can say this on the radio, but I can hear him muttering to himself every time the black guy got hit by this white Russian. He kept saying, white power, white power, white power.
Yeah, so...
swear to God, I did not feel the need to say, excuse me, sir, what are you saying? How dare you in a nice establishment like this? That is frowned upon because I want to live. I want to live my life. I want to be able to get an Uber home. I want to be able to go home to my wife and kids. I want to be able to go on and have grandchildren. I don't want to die. Do you understand me? You don't ask gang members. Have you ever felt the need to go up to an MS-13 gang member and say, hey, SA, see you're with MS-13. Can I talk to you about how that's not the greatest organization to be a part of? No, you don't do it. But Graham Blattner apparently thinks that somebody should have said something. It's not his fault. Somebody should have said something about my blatantly Nazi tattoo that I've had for almost 20 years. And this is his campaign manager, his ex-campaign manager, who stepped down this week after this came out, Genevieve McDonald. She says, I've run out of self-restraint worse than when the guys on the train to Boston were fanboying over Reds Eats. I have no idea what that means. The D.C. consultant class has bleeped up our U.S. Senate race again, and you all need to stop snipping at each other. I think she means sniping. This is seriously the dumbest timeline. Graham has an anti-Semitic tattoo on his chest. He's not an idiot. He's a military history buff. Maybe he didn't know it when he got it, but he got it years ago, and he should have had it covered up because he knows damn well what it means. His campaign released it themselves to some podcast bros, along with a video of him shirtless and drunk at a wedding to try to get ahead of it. The vault is open for the GOP to bleeping crush any dreams we had in the general and literally everyone I know is fighting with each other on social media. We cannot be this painfully stupid. Oh, yes, you can, Miss McDonald, Miss Genevieve McDonald. You can be this stupid. Crystal Balls, she's got a show. What is it on? Is it on CNBC or MSNBC? It's on one of the NBCs or some weird offshoot. She tweeted out, "For me personally, I'll take a candidate with a regrettable tattoo over one who has steadfastly supported a genocide." Does anybody want to tell Crystal Ball that what the Nazis did? Does anybody? I don't, like, I didn't want to talk to the guy at the bar. I don't want to have to be the one to explain to Crystal Ball a very brief history of World War II and what the Nazis were doing to Jews and blacks and other racial minorities, gays. It was genocide. And that's something Graham Platner apparently supported because he got a tattoo. But he has covered it up. I don't know with what. It's really just amazing. And Crystal Ball is just symptomatic of that. Of the lengths that Democrats will go to, the depths that they'll stoop to in order to cover for somebody who they know is doing something or has done something that's completely wrong. If you're a young Republican and you make a couple of jokes about gas chambers or make a sarcastic remark about how much you love Hitler because that's what the Democrats say about you, you're done. Your career is toast. There's going to be a whole story written up in Axios or whatever, and you're not going to have a future whatsoever. If you're Pete Hegseth and you've got a Jerusalem cross on your chest that resembles the Iron Cross, we're going to label you as a Nazi. We're going to try to stop you at every single turn and keep you from leading the Department of Defense, now the Department of War. We're going to keep you from holding a spot in government. We're going to send these young Republicans away so that they're never able to hold any elected office ever again. But if you're on our side, if you are a declared Democrat and you're already running for office to overthrow a Republican and you are seen to be a communist, then a socialist, and then a full-blown Nazi, we're going to continue to support you because that's what we do as Democrats. That's how we operate. We are double standards all the time. And we can't afford to lose a race no matter what, even if it comes at the cost of, I don't know, enabling more Nazi sympathizers to run for office. And it's amazing to me that Bernie Sanders, a Jewish man, is not denouncing his preferred candidate after this has come out. It's really astounding. And we'll have, when we come back, Abigail Spanberger, because she's still running cover for Jay Jones, who wanted to see the death, or actually be the harbinger of death for a political rival in Virginia, and wanted to see his kids die, to see his widow and childless mother grieve the death of her entire family firsthand, and that's all written down in text messages. Abigail Spanberger is still defending him, and she's sick of it, but she's still doing it. There's a very easy way to end the pain, Abigail Spanberger. I'll tell you about it coming up. 844-500-4242. Hey, I love Western Razor. They are an all-American company. All of their stuff is made in the USA out of quality, industry-grade material. It's awesome. I love the Western Razor. The safety razor is fantastic. It's a single blade. It's really old-fashioned, but you know what? Old-fashioned works. You go around saying, you know, an old fogey like me at the age of 34, I walk around saying, why can't things be like they were when I was a kid? Get off my lawn. Stop driving so fast. I want my razor the way it used to be, the way my grandfather had a razor. Single blade, no moving parts, nothing plastic on it whatsoever. It's just quality. You can rely on it every time, and I don't want any complications. I want cheap razors that are quality, but they're not going to cost me a lot, that I can replace my razor when it gets dull, and that's exactly what I get with Western Razor. and it's a phenomenal product. I look forward to using it every single time I close the bathroom door. Kids, honey, you can't come in. Dad's shaving, and this is my quiet time. This is my sanctuary. And that's what my Western Razor experience has become. It's become a ritual. And with Trump as our president now, everyone is focusing more on buying American. And with Western Razor, you're doing just that, as I said. Everybody wins when you buy Western Razor. The earth, America, your skin, and your wallet, of course. And with code GRACE, you'll save 10%. Go to westernrazor.com and use code GRACE. That's westernrazor.com. Code GRACE. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Watch the show live. Rumble.com/The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I was never a member of the Nazi Party! I only followed orders! I had nothing to do with the war! I didn't even know there was a war on! We lived in the back, right across from Switzerland. All we ever heard was yodeling.
Yeah, that was some new unearthed audio from Graham Platner's latest podcast interview. 508, I'm very offended. It says, Taylor, not sure you're the best guy for Western Razor ads. You got like 7 hairs on your face, dude. I beg your pardon. I've got plenty of hairs on my face. And maybe it's because, I recently shaved with a Western Razor and it's just so damn effective that...
It's like trimming back a rose bush. They
right,
come back.
Exactly. So this is Abigail Spanberger. She's running for governor in Virginia. And she has supported Jay Jones and endorsed him and has had her name on the same signs as his name. And all of this after it came out that he wanted to kill one of his political rivals in Virginia, a Republican, and see his children die so that his wife grieves over her lost husband and children. You know, classic Democrat talking points. This was Abigail Spanberger yesterday mourning the fact that she has to keep defending this guy. Cut 10.
If I'm being very honest, we are 3 weeks away from an election in Virginia. I have worked tirelessly for 2 years running for this office. I announced in November 2023. The fact that I say this with all due respect because, you know, I think it's a fair thing for you to ask about. The fact that I have to spend even a moment's time talking about somebody else's text messages from years ago rather than what I want to do as governor is something that I am deeply unhappy about. The fact that I can't spend every minute of the day talking about the plans that I have built out, you know, I mean, not to be too hokey about it, but like my multiple pages of plans, my affordability plan, my education plan, my growing our economy plan, because of the, you know, poor choices of another candidate, it is something that really clouds my view of all of it. And so, you know, what we
this is this is Abigail Spanberger, okay? This is her. Putting her own hands over her eyes and going, I can't see. Oh, my God. Who's blinding me? The call is coming from inside the house, Abby. Just disavow the guy and you can be done with this. Repeal your endorsement. Much more coming up on The Grace Curley Show. I'm Taylor Cormier.
I know nothing.